I'm here at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The executive VP of NASCAR, Steve O'Donnell, is standing by. Lots of reporters here. Everybody wants to hear what he thought of the end of this one and, of course, the tiebreaker.
I think from our perspective, certainly a wild race. A lot of work went into this event. Applaud Marcus Smith and his whole staff for believing in it, kind of seeing an idea, turning it into a vision. I think from the moment everyone showed up at the track, just the look of the facility was tremendous, and we all felt like this was hopefully going to be something good, and I think it delivered on the track.
What about the tiebreaker?
So, you know, what I'd go back to is every point matters. We've said that on and on, probably till the media is sick of it, but every point did matter. But you also saw a seven-time champion. There's a reason he's a seven-time champion. He went for the win. That's what NASCAR is all about.
It looked like Jimmy stopped on the apron to serve. He thought he was going to stop and go there at the end. Would you guys have issued a 30-second penalty if he didn't?
Yeah, if he would not have stopped. So he handled that the right way.
And is there any question about Jeffrey Earnhardt and whether he slowed on purpose and didn't?
None.
You talked to a lot of people in this garage area this weekend. You've kind of seen the racing. Kind of what has been the industry reaction after testing? Kind of what type of changes do you think they want to see if we continue on forward with this idea of a roval?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, we just finished the race, so I would say right now I think we're all looking at what just occurred, and I think everybody's pretty enthusiastic when you walk through the grandstands from race control down to the garage area. I didn't see anybody who was upset. I saw a lot of happy race fans, and so if there's excitement, if there's things that people are talking about, if you go to the driver's meeting and there's more people than you've seen in a long time, that's what this event was supposed to be about, and hopefully it delivered on the track. And you had that kind of pass in the grass moment almost that Marcus has talked about for years. And, listen, we'll go back and evaluate everything. But all in all, I thought it was a really good day for the sport.
Steve, we've heard you talk about those memorable moments. Where do you feel like this one's going to live in history a few years from now? And how big is it for Blaney as a young guy to get a win today?
I think it's awesome for Blaney. Ryan Blaney is one of our stars. You know, we're going to rely on Ryan Blaney, I think, for a long, long time. Great personality, gets after it as a driver. Accessible, I think, to the media. People really enjoy him, so it was a great moment for him. Not sure where to position this one. We'll have to see, but as a race fan, I thought it was awesome and one of the best I've seen in a long time in terms of a finish.
Have you spoken to Marcus Smith since the race, and do you guys have similar thoughts on how the day went?
I saw him in victory lane and said congrats. That's about it so far.
When you guys had the red flag at the end and you anticipated what might happen in this race, what were you thinking from the tower? You had the best seat in the house, right? What were you guys thinking up there when the red came out?
Yeah, well, I think that goes back to the preparation for this race. So you look at the chicanes, the tire barriers, having multiple replacements. We knew that one of the things that would make or break this race, if we were down for 30 minutes or an hour with repairs, I don't think any fan or anyone in the media would have accepted that, and rightly so. So a lot of that preparation was to be quick and to be able to get back racing as soon as we could.
Poyer questioned the positioning of Blaney after that crash. Can you go through why you put him back where he was?
Yeah, it goes back to the start of that lap where he was scored, so he was accurately scored.
He was able to continue after he was
yes.
able to get back going?
Correct,
okay.
Correct.
How was it in the tower when you were trying to do the tiebreaker? I was down on the grid waiting with Blaney and Felix Sabatis and the national TV, and we were all like, thumbs up, thumbs down. What was going on up in the tower when all that was happening? How you calculated that, and who helped do it?
Yeah, I think you always, first and foremost, want to get it right, so it takes a little longer than probably we'd like, but it goes back to, honestly, a lot of preparation during the offseason. You know, there was a reason we had minimum speed rules and three laps. There was a reason we wanted to put it on, this round and where you finish. We wanted this round to count. And all that played out. So, I think it played out in a good way. It was certainly tough for Jimmy. He's a champion through and through, but, he went for it. And that's part of the sport.
So the driver has three laps to minimum speed here. Is that?
Yeah,
is that
so if this race would have been one more lap, you probably would have had a time penalty or something for Kyle. So he was within that when he went back out on the track.
How would you summarize this one? I mean, if we could wrap it at the end for all the fans that are going to be calling in and talking about it for a week now. And, I rode the shuttle bus in with you today. Is this what you expected? And how do you feel now that it's over with all the planning and preparation you guys did?
Yeah, overall, I think it was a great weekend for the sport. I think, you put as much work as you can as an industry into this. There's some winners and losers, which is part of the sport, but all in all, I think it was a great weekend. I think the fans hopefully got their money's worth and, you know, keep some momentum going in as we headed over.
Anything else, guys? Yesterday you said you were leading at Winkley, the extending race. What about this race? Anything you want to do this one?
Probably not. I mean, you always will go back and look, but, you know, if you look at, you know, I think Chicago is about 245. Some of the other ones are 250. So, you know, this was the longest, quote unquote, road course by about 20 minutes today. So seems to fit right in with where we'd want to be.
So was this minimum speed, is it usually just one or two laps? And for this race, was it three laps or is it
It's in the rule book, three laps.
Three laps. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Steve.